And what if it was so cold last night that the lake...
froze.
And...
you might say iced over here.
Would there be a difference in a lake that froze and iced over?
It'd be an awfully unusual thing to find one that did that here. But certainly, if you said the lake froze, that would be a harder freeze than if it just iced over. That implies to me light, thin ice that would break easily. A frozen lake would be one you could skate on if anybody had ice skates.
Well, if everyone was going out to watch the lake freeze, you'd say, well, it had what before I got there?
It had frozen.
What do you call, you call this the living room, and that the den back there?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever hear a different name for the room that the company was in the room with the family that stayed in?
Well, a long time ago, people called it parlor. But
which one?
The living room was the parlor. And you might hear the front room. But those are terms that I would associate with long ago and a more rural situation.
Well, if you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, what troubles to
you? What?
If you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you'd say, well, what troubles to you?
Troubles do or...
well, what? I'm skipping part of it. Well...
that troubles me, or
you see, I've
got troubles.
And
yeah, I associate that with Negroes. I've got troubles. I've got miseries.
So you wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't say that.
But you'd say, well, if you were coughing, and I said, "What's wrong?" You'd say, "What, a cold?"
I've caught a cold, or I've got a cold.
And if there was a noise outside, I'd say, did you
hear that?
You say, yes, I...
yes, I heard it.
But I have...
heard it before.
And if I ask you if you know of a person, you say, well, I've never met him, but I...
know who he is.
But
I've heard of him.
And if a friend came back to town and another friend that had been visiting, you know, with him, you might say, haven't you seen him yet? You know, if... you understand?
Yeah.
And you'd say, no, I
haven't seen him yet, or I haven't run into him.
So, well, has your husband seen him? You say, no,
he hasn't seen him either.
And if something you do every day, like waking up in the morning, I say, do you do it frequently? You'd say, yes, I.
Yes, I do it every day.
And I said, well, if I said, what about your husband? Does he?
Does he do it every day?
And if I said, does he? You'd say,
yes. Oh, yes, he does.
and if I said, do you smoke cigars? You'd say, no, but...
no, but I smoke cigarettes, or...
your husband, but...
but my husband smokes cigarettes.
So, well, I
think... cigars.
If there was this man sitting here that you didn't know the name of, and he was smoking cigars, so, do you smoke cigars? You'd say, no, but he...
he does.
And, if a man lets his farm or something just get, or business get run down, he doesn't seem to care about it, you'd say to somebody who asks you, well, I really don't know, but he just
has let it go to pot.
You said you can give him his choice, you know, about some decision to make in the business to try to improve it, you say, but I tell you that he just... what? Which one do you give him? He does.
He doesn't? Or
doesn't care?
He just doesn't care?
Would you say that?
Doesn't... he doesn't care? Yes, I'd say that.
And if there was some man just doing something crazy all the time, just, you know, something stupid, you know, I might come to you and say what, trying to find out. What?
What's wrong with him, or what makes him do that?
And